A strong woman knows she has strength enough for the journey, but a woman of strength knows it's in the journey where she will become a true badass. Welcome to Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Unconventional, unapologetic, raw and real, serving today's woman. If it's mindset, fulfillment, motivation, purpose, life, business, marriage, and sex, we're talking about it with that big dick energy. Ladies, it's time to have some real talk with zero bullshit.
Zero bullshit.
And if the word fuck offends you, good. Welcome to Big Dick Energy. Now your host, Jasmine Daisy.
Happy Saturday, fuckers. Jasmine Daisy here from Big Dick Energy, coming into you hot and live on this gorgeous Saturday in the Yucatan sunshine. I am sitting in my office. I am staring outside at a fucking waterfall, which is my backyard, and I am waiting to jump into my glorious pool. I hope you are all doing amazing. I myself have not had a podcast. Shame on me. In well over a month, and I am so sorry for those of you that have been waiting, but I was hit hard with a monster flu slash cold that riddled my body for 3 weeks, and I am finally back. So I am here. Today's topic, I'm getting right into it because I don't like to sugarcoat and I don't like to waste time, and I know that you are eager to hear about today's topic. So the title of today's topic is Fuck poverty. Fuck poverty. Is anyone feeling that? Like, fuck being broke. I've been broke. I've been rich. I've been kind of in between the comfortable. I rather personally be rich or broke. Being comfortable is the fucking worst of them. But fuck poverty, guys. Hey? Poverty is the state of having few material possessions or little income. There is something called, and there's so many different terminologies for poverty, but absolute poverty. Is this someone that anyone listening can relate to? Absolute poverty? Because I was there less than 4 years ago. I lived, my family lived in absolute poverty. Debt. Poverty comes from income against the amount needed to meet basic personal needs such as food, clothing, and shelter. Statistically, most of the planet, and it's shocking to me, but it's not. Because I talk to people all day, every day, 7 days a week, and majority of people that I talk to, they struggle with finances. But statistically, most of the planet lives in poverty. And these numbers, friends, are fucking staggering. Like, they are remarkable and not in a good way. 85%. Let me repeat that. 85% of human beings live on less than $30 a day. Okay? Less than $30 a day. Two-thirds of human beings on our planet live on less than $10 a day, and 10% live on less than $2 a day. $1.90 to be exact. Now, I'm going to use a stat that is based on my personal favorite country. I'm a Canadian. I fucking love America. I was meant to be born. I'm going to get flack for this, but I really don't give a fuck. But I was meant to be American. It's just Americans are my fucking people. Sorry, Canada. You kind of fucking suck, especially right now. But that's a whole other podcast. So I'm going to use American statistics. 42.5 million Americans. Pardon my voice. You guys hear that? I'm even coughing on this podcast right now. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if that hurts your ears. I've been sick as fuck, you guys, for almost a month. Like, it's rough. Not to go off topic here because this is serious, but I'm sorry that my voice is raspy and I sound like a jazz singer. That's not so sexy because it's kind of hurting my ears, and I apologize if it's hurting yours. Let's get back to this though. 42.5 million Americans live below the poverty line. 42.5. And you know that number, the number one thing that comes to my mind when I see and hear that number, 42.5 million Americans live below the poverty line, is I'm going, how many of those Americans are little people? Hey, you guys, like, being born broke is not a choice. We all know this. Being an adult and being broke is a fucking choice. Without shadow of a doubt. And there is no exception to that rule. But 42.5 million Americans live below the poverty line. At the end of this past year, 2021, 20 million households had too little to eat. In the past 7 days, 10 million Americans were behind on their rent. I think that number's higher. Those are the stats I've been given, and it is heartbreaking. The US, since this whole plandemic, yes, I said plandemic, no, I did not say pandemic, has happened over the past 2 years, the US has seen the sharpest rise in poverty in more than 50 fucking years. But what do we expect when we have someone that doesn't remember the last sentence they said as the president of the fucking country, right? Anyone who has struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. Let that sink in, friends. Anyone who has struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor, because being poor costs you everything. It costs you, number one, your happiness. It costs you your self-esteem. It costs you any kind of joy or true love or experience. It costs you everything. I remember the times my husband and I, David, relied on payday fucking loans to get us through to the next paycheck. Or when we were at, and if you're Canadian, you'll know this, big, huge grocery store that most Canadians shop at, not Costco, okay? Superstore, with $7. We had a $5 bill and a fucking toonie. And we had that to last us for nearly 2 weeks. And I vividly remember just silently crying in the grocery store. And Dave, just, my husband is the most wonderful man on the planet, and just gently rubbing my arm. And finally, the words came out of my mouth and I said, the kids won't have milk or meat. Standing in the pasta aisle. Those were tough days. Those were hard days, feeding your kids pasta every day and seeing them thin is fucking devastating. It's fucking hard. But looking back at it now, at the point that I am now financially and mentally and emotionally and physically and everything else, which is where I've always wanted to be, I have so much, I almost have resentment towards myself for how I let my children live when it wasn't their choice to live like that. But I was stuck and trapped in the jail of fucking limiting beliefs. And there's still no excuse to it for it to this day. Absolutely not. So now I'm making up for lost time. But I remember, I mean, vividly, of course, anyone would, because it's traumatic as fuck, but losing our home at one point. I remember one point sitting online, and like, it's kind of fucking crazy to think of So I was sitting online, I was using Wi-Fi, meaning I had electricity, and I had a fucking smartphone, but I couldn't pay my fucking bills. Priorities, right? Anyways, but I had applied without telling my husband at over 20 lenders online. We had no fucking money. We had no fucking food in the house. We were hurting and I was desperate. And 20 lenders I applied to online for a loan. And one responded to me. One. I took a bus to a car dealership out in New Westminster. And I couldn't and I wouldn't tell Dave my plan. Because I was fucking humiliated at what I was doing. But I literally was desperate. I had no fucking choice. My next step would have probably been robbing a bank, which I would never do. But you know what I mean? That feeling of like, fuck, like I need to feed my kids. So long story short, I left the dealership with a lengthy contract, a lengthy contract and a monster debt, yet another one. And mind you, at this point, we were already buried, like swimming in hundreds of thousands of dollars of credit card debt, loans, everything. We were drowning. But I left this dealership with a monster contract, a monster debt, but also... You guys are like, this is sad as shit. Like, is there any happiness to your story, Jazz? Yeah, there is, kind of. I also walked out, because I'm a crafty little bugger, with a check for the dealership, from the dealership, for a cashback incentive for signing this. I think it was like an 8-year contract for just like a piece of shit car that I knew I wouldn't be able to afford payments on. I knew this car would be repossessed when I signed the papers and took that check for $5,000. I knew my car would be repossessed because I wouldn't be able to make payments, but I needed that money for my family. I took that money and instead of going and like, you know, decking out my house and fucking buying a shit ton of groceries and putting new clothes on my children, I invested that money into certification in the beauty industry, which within under 6 months, friends, turned into 42 certifications. Multiple six figures and a new life. My car still got taken away because I didn't pay any payments on it for 6 months. Priorities, right? But I got us a little bit of food. And that was my ticket out. And from that one certificate, I started a business. Yes, I struggled to get it up and going off the ground. Any business owner is nodding their head right now going, yeah, of course. It's never easy to start it. But when you are hungry, you are going out to fucking hunt and to eat. And that was my non-negotiable. That's what I had to do. I needed to change my life so that my kids had a fucking shot. And that's what I did. And my secret was, and it's not really a secret because I just told you what I fucking did, but my secret to build into this now little, I want to call it a mini empire that I have. It's going to be a lot fucking bigger by the end of 2022, but I never gave up. I didn't allow myself to have bad days. And I'm someone who deeply struggles. I have my whole life with depression and anxiety. I wanted to just stay in bed. I could sleep all day, every fucking day, you guys. That's how fucking brutal my depression is. Doesn't matter how much fucking money I have in the bank or how sexy I look in my little dress. Doesn't matter. Depression and anxiety are the fucking devil of our fucking planet, let me tell you, next to poverty. And I wouldn't allow myself to have off days. I worked 7 days a week. It was no easy journey. I still lost everything, but had my business. I built my business. Every penny I made, every cent I made from doing lashes, I put directly back into my business. I created something beautiful and I changed my life and I said, fuck poverty, right? My handful of clients, my just handful of strangers turned into referrals, which turned into tripling my prices, which turned into flying out of country to work on celebrities, Playboy models, fitness models. Yeah, I turned into that bitch, right? I turned into a badass bitch. I really did. Like, what the fuck have I been doing for 3 decades? I come into my 4th decade. I'm halfway through life if I'm lucky. And I now decide to turn my life around. Fuck. But hey, it was just my time, right? In 6 months, I was making multiple 6 figures. And from there, I entered the elusive coaching world. And the coaching world is where life became not only joyous, but abundant. And I really nailed poverty in the ass and dry. Okay, so moral of the story, don't downgrade your dream just to fit your current reality. Upgrade your conviction, friends, to match your fucking destiny. Okay, I wanna say that again. For the mommies that are listening right now and the hubbies that are listening with them and anyone that is listening to this right now, this is so fucking important. We are conditioned not to fucking dream. We are conditioned not to believe in ourselves. We are from a little age. We are put in a box so that we work for other people and spend our lives paying off fucking debts and then we're fucking dead and we're dust. That's what we're fucking conditioned to do. Okay? Don't downgrade your dream just to fit your current shitty reality. Don't do it. Upgrade your conviction to match your destiny. I encourage you and I invite you to do this. So now rewind. Before I took chances, before I became the woman that I am today, like I'm pretty sure that I have fucking balls. You guys, like I don't, but I'm pretty sure I do. Like, I feel like if I grab down at my crotch area, I would be holding like nuts in my hand because I have lady balls, man. There is heat coming off my lady balls right now. Can you feel it? Before I took chances on myself, before I decided to believe in myself, you guys, I was bringing home $800 a month. And living in Vancouver, which is the 3rd most expensive place to live in the world. Fuck. Really? For 10 months out of the year of rain and gray and cold and shitty taxes and Justin Trudeau being the fucking leader of our country? Fuck Canada. Sorry, you guys suck right now. Whole other podcast. $800 a month I was taking home. And within a year of clearing a minimum, like taking home after taxes, a minimum of 20K per month, it has only gone up. $800 a month to $20,000 minimum a month, and my income is only increasing, like literally daily, it's increasing. While I'm yelling on this device right now, I'm making fucking money. It's fucking nuts. Dream big, you guys, okay? If anyone listening is struggling right now, living in poverty, living as a statistic, you've got nothing to lose. Take a chance on yourself. Fuck poverty. You, okay? You listening. Yes, I am talking to you. I'm going to hold your face in my hands and tell you this so that you listen to me because I fucking genuinely care, okay? You are the artist of your own life. Don't hand the paintbrush to anyone else. You are the artist of your own life. Do not hand the paintbrush to anyone else. And with those parting words, I bid you adieu. And I love you and thank you for listening and bringing your big dick energy to this call with me right now. If you need help, if you feel like you are stuck in a fucking hamster wheel and you cannot get out of it, if you cannot pay your bills, if you have to choose between shelter and food, you are living in poverty. You know this, I know it, we know it. How can we fix it? You get on the phone with me. Yeah, it will cost you money to talk to me. Of course it will, right? You got to pay to play. So you have to get into more debt to get out of debt and to live a life of freedom. Make your choices and let me be a part of your dream. If you need help, if you need guidance, if you need help with breaking addictions, if you have a shitty fucking relationship you don't know how to get out of, if you're working a 9-to-5 job for a boss that tells you that you are their fucking slave and they own you, DM me, message me, reach out to me on social media, book in with me, and let's change your fucking life together. Let's rewrite your destiny together. Much love to you all. Keep the big dick energy flowing. Peace.
You've been listening to Big Dick Energy. Unconventional, unapologetic, raw, real, and authentic. All about today's woman. Zero bullshit. Jasmine is a serial entrepreneur, sales and negotiations master, a mom and wife who's done it all. And we do mean all. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had fun. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. Hook up with us on social media. See you next time on Big Dick Energy.